Don't freak out. Don't make a scene. I close my eyes for a moment, feeling the weight of the grief pressing down on me. It's a suffocating, relentless force, threatening to pull me under. How am I supposed to keep going without her? She was my anchor, my guide through every storm. Now I'm adrift, drowning even, and no one nearby is coming to save me. My gaze returns to the portrait, and I imagine her smiling down at me, offering the comfort I so desperately crave. I want to feel her arms around me, hear her voice telling me it's going to be okay. But that's not possible anymore. There's a brief disturbance before the doors click shut again, snapping me back to the present. I take another deep breath, forcing myself to remain composed. This is what she would have wanted. For me to be strong, to face this with dignity. I can do this. I have to do this. For her. A body crashes into the seat next to mine, arms locking around my numb torso. I flinch at the sting jolting through my hands, only now realizing my nails were embedded into my palms. Shit, Avery, I'm so sorry I'm late, my best friend Meg whispers, as my adoptive father walks down the central aisle. The security outside is unreal. Using my shoulder to sweep her brunette hair aside, Meg's head nestles in the crook of my neck. Meg's presence is a balm, settling over me like a weighted blanket. Fuck. I hadn't even considered that she might have been stuck at the gates, no doubt with many others trying to get into the funeral of the year, as if it is a red carpet event. To be fair, I haven't considered anything in the past few weeks I've spent laying in bed. Tears gather in my eyes, the finality of what's about to happen making me dizzy. I watch the tired, well-dressed man take his place beside his wife's body, without really taking notice. Her portrait stares at him, a humble smile on her perfectly painted face. Jade-color eyes glimmer from within the canvas, an incredible accuracy to their unique brightness. She is stunning. Was stunning. With love in his wrinkled features, Nixon begins to speak with more composure than I could have managed.
Thank you all for coming. Today we gather to remember a remarkable woman whose radiant spirit illuminated the lives of all fortunate enough to know her, my beloved Catherine. Her infectious laughter has echoed through every room in this house, and her love, compassion, and understanding is what made it a home for our two beautiful children.
Nixon smiles towards me kindly, ignoring the obvious, which everyone else has noticed. The empty seat, an unclaimed flower buttonhole at my side.